This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is blasting a move by the world's top criminal court to seek arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and leaders of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Among those Karim Khan wants to charge,
the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Here in Washington,
the United States fundamentally rejects the announcement today.
As the president said, is outrageous.
Both State Department spokesman Matthew Miller and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby ripped the move.
There should be no equivalence between Israel and Hamas.
A three-judge panel will decide whether to issue the warrants. But even if they are issued, since Israel is not a member of the court, neither Netanyahu nor his defense minister face any immediate prosecution risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday the decision of the International Criminal Court's prosecutor to seek arrest warrants against him and his defense minister was a moral outrage of historic proportions.
This is like creating a moral equivalence after September 11th between President Bush and Osama bin Laden, or during World War II between FDR and Hitler. What a travesty of justice. What a disgrace.
A panel of pretrial judges will determine whether the evidence supports the issuing of arrest warrants, but the ICC has no means to enforce such warrants, and its investigation into the Gaza war has been opposed by the United States and Israel. The Israeli army said Monday the bodies of four hostages retrieved from Gaza last week were found in tunnels under Jabalia, where troops have been engaged in fierce fighting in recent days. The army announced last week it had recovered the bodies, all of, they said, killed on October 7th. This is VOA.